Mitch, there was a approval of a resolution today with regards to the Mohawk ramp. Take us through what was decided today and what essentially is happening.
Yes, there are two moving items here at the Common Council, and for many years we've deliberated and talked about selling the Mohawk ramp to Doug Jamal for a price of $3.1 million and ultimately having that site completely redeveloped where there'll be hundreds of units of apartments and commercial space, and then also the continuation of parking spaces for not only tenants but also the public. And so this is a vital part of downtown. We need to have a dense urban core, and having people live downtown and making sure that we don't just rely on transactional density is super important. This is millions of dollars of investments from the applicant Doug Jamal that will completely transform that section of downtown Buffalo on Mohawk. And so it was also approved today in an agreement that the tax payments that Mr. Jamal would pay to the city of Buffalo will actually go to a separate fund for infrastructure improvements around the project and in downtown Buffalo in a certain area designated by BURA. And so I think that this is something that we should all be really excited about and proud about, and making sure that when we're seeing development, we're doing it correctly and appropriately. And so now, after years of contract negotiations with the developer, the city of Buffalo has tied the knot and made sure that all agreements are settled so that we can further see development in downtown Buffalo.
Take us through a little bit, I guess, what more this type of project means. I know that it's taking away a public ramp for people to be able to park, whether it be for in the wintertime when there's a storm or, entertainment that happens in and around that part of the city. But what will that new complex that Doug Jamal wants to do mean for that area of the neighborhood?
Yeah, and I have good news. So that was really important for the city to maintain almost the same amount of public parking there, because we know how critical it was to have public parking there. So that will be maintained, but we're going to see a sheer magnitude of a very large and redeveloped structure of apartments. 15% have to be affordable. That was another thing to make sure the city protected, making sure that when we sell a city asset that everyone will be able to have some buy in to be able to go there. And then ultimately it'll be commercial space in use. And a lot of folks on that block are looking for density and people living down there. We've hemorrhaged 20,000 workers post-COVID that do not come down to downtown Buffalo. Downtown Buffalo is not a time where or a place anymore where it's just for workers. I mean, we need to replace workers with actual human beings living in the urban core, connected to public transit, close to a supermarket, close to jobs, you name it. So you're going to see a huge parcel of the Mohawk ramp, the entirety of it, be redeveloped by Doug Jamal. And so not only the renderings are just renderings, but when you're seeing the magnitude of hundreds of apartments, commercial space, the addition of private parking and public parking, and then you see the millions of dollars that'll be transferred for the public infrastructure in and around the development, not only uplifts the project, but it uplifts the adjacent areas. Because it wouldn't make any sense if a developer came in, did a huge redevelopment of a structure of the Mohawk ramp, and then everywhere else you're hitting potholes and streetlights. So this is really to make sure that we're doing development, precisely and targeted. We know that with the reduction of office workers, there's not that many as many people using the Mohawk ramp. And so making sure that we take these areas and we adaptively reuse them. And I think that that's where I've really been trying to hit home in the city of Buffalo is, we shouldn't just be looking at a rundown parking ramp that's used for public parking. We should think about how do we incorporate public parking into large projects, and how do we have a strong urban core in city and downtown. And downtown belongs to everybody. There's chronic, archaic mindset among people when they hear the word downtown. They think of office worker and they think of wealthy people. Both of those things are not true. And so when you go to thriving cities and urban areas, they have urban cores. And Mohawk is right in the central business district, and it's a premier spot that should be and will be redeveloped. I think that the biggest thing where it took so long after the city put an RFP out 4 years ago was the hit of COVID and the skyrocketing costs of workers, constructions, and materials. and then ultimately making sure that if we're selling a city asset that we're getting a good deal for Buffalonians financially, but then ultimately making sure that if we were to sell a city asset that we don't exclude some certain Buffalonians, or that we redo a project and then the public infrastructure around it is not done and it suffers. So I'm really, really happy with this, with the city and with BIRA and with the Office of Strategic Planning that's worked hard to get a good deal to sell the Mohawk Ramp in its entirety to Douglas Development. And let's face it, the city acquired all of these assets through decades of decline in the city. We do not have the ability to have all these assets and then just leave them and remain stagnant. So we should be selling off parcels for them to be adaptively reused, maintained, and invested in the city of Buffalo.
So what's next for this development, for this project, and when can we potentially expect there to be activity on that site?
So as for the sale and the agreements that's passed the council, that's through, I will look forward to Douglas Development sending plans to planning and zoning to make sure that they're up to municipal protocols, and then beginning of phase one. And so the city has told us that the funding is secured and that they'll get going on phase one. The magnitude of this project, it goes to three phases. So I want folks to think that this is going to be such a large redevelopment. It's going to take years, but the first phase is going to be the largest, and then we'll continue to see progress and development going from there. And you know, sometimes we as a city have to move forward, and you got to make a decision and move on. And I think that that's what happened here today.
Is there a timeline? Like, is it like later this? I know there's only like 2 months left, but later this year, early next year, when we can start to see something potentially happening?
Yeah,
there?
Yeah. I'm thinking early next year. You're going to see the developer approach the city with concrete plans of because of the construction. You're going to see a plan forward of how do you divert traffic, how do you deal with pedestrian walkways, scaffolding, security of the structure around it. You're going to start seeing a lot of those protocols be met early next year for the beginning of phase one.